Like we said, we're sticking with the legislative session. We're going to take a deeper dive into a couple of bills that, well, we want to welcome in Andrew Mull from AARP to talk about. Andrew, how are you, man? Welcome back.
Good morning, Brian. Long time no talk. How are you doing?
It has been a minute, to be sure, but it was about time to get caught up with AARP has their eyes on this legislative session. I know last week was a busy one, and then ultimately things kind of fizzled for a bill you had your eyes on. You mind if we start with that one?
Sure, and I'll just say it's always a challenge following Moon Griffon, so I'll do my best.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I tell you what, let's take you to the same advocate that he and I were so fired up about last segment. The advocate headline early last week read, Bob Dean Protection Act, why Louisiana nursing homes and trial lawyers are clashing at the Capitol. This was a bill by State Senator Patrick McMath, who normally I agree with pretty regularly, if nothing else. He's from the right city in Covington. But this is one that was going to draw some pretty heavy dividing lines that we might have to look out for again in the future.
Yeah, and I'll just say from the jump that we also have a great working relationship with Senator McMath. He's always been a really reasonable legislator. And, so we appreciate him shelving this particular bill. He did it in good faith, and we're going to continue to keep an open dialogue with him to see if we can still reach a conclusion or a solution on what he's trying to accomplish. But just to kind of back up, Louisiana is one of 29 states in the country that have what's known as a medical malpractice act or law, which caps the amount that patients who are victims of negligence can recover. So you have to go before a medical review panel. You're limited in the amount of time you have to file a claim. It usually takes 6 to 10 years to process. So as you can imagine, if you're a nursing home victim, you're probably not, your health is compromised. So living to the duration of that 6 to 10 years is also a challenge. And Louisiana would have become the first state among those 29 to include what's known as nursing home management companies within the Medical Malpractice Act. So right now it includes, doctors, other healthcare providers. So this would have included nursing home management companies, which provide administrative custodial care in the Medical Malpractice Act. And we felt that was a bridge too far. And where we're really concerned is on behalf of the individuals who were, who passed away due to Hurricane Ida when they were moved into a pesticide warehouse and died. If this law had been in effect in 2021, they would not have been able to recoup the damages. And so, that's a huge problem for us. So, we did talk with the bill author, Senator McMath, and we had a lot of advocates who were really upset about this issue. But, I'm happy to say, the bill has been tabled. And so we appreciate Senator McMath in doing that because, this would have been what we think is a significant step backwards.
We're talking with Andrew Mull from AARP about what was SB 454 by State Senator Patrick McMath. Andrew, oftentimes when we see laws drafted up, I like to look into the why. Did it stem from something in real life? And oftentimes when it stemmed from something in real life, we put emotion ahead of objectivity. Was that the case with this one?
The why was never really explained to us. So that, I would not want to speculate on why this was brought forward. That's a conversation we weren't privy to. So, it's hard to say why. Yeah. I think if you looked at some hypothetical situations, nursing home patients would have not been unable to recover damages against nursing homes. There would not have been an avenue to do so through the Medical Malpractice Act if these nursing home management companies were protected. And so it's just for us, this couldn't be something that we could ignore. So, we had to oppose this bill and, can't say it enough, but we really appreciate Senator McMath agreeing to do so. And then, we look forward to to trying to find a solution down the road, if possible.
What would be a happy middle ground for something like this? Because I'm having trouble separating myself. No, because you look
That's
at what happened after Ida. You look at what happened after Ida, and that was the most extreme of circumstances. And then you look at the way that the law was written, and you look at what the law is now. What would be a happy middle ground that would be acceptable by both parties?
Brian, that is a good question, and I am comfortable saying I do not know.
Okay.
I don't know. Who knows? I mean, we would try to find one, but if, you know, there may not be one. I don't know. But that would certainly be something that we would be happy to sit down and discuss. Maybe we can find one.
We've got Andrew Mull from AARP with us on for a couple more minutes. I want to spend a little bit of time on the possibility of a constitutional convention, but before we get to that, what else are y'all eyeing up this session?
Well, I wanted to just quickly, since you're giving me the opportunity, I definitely want to talk about the constitutional convention, but since you're giving me the opportunity, I thought it was important to note, I heard on your news ticker talking about the new revenue that was recognized during the most recent forecast,
yes.
And I think it's important to note that the law that we passed last year that you were so instrumental with giving us some airtime will receive a little bit of that revenue, which means that, and if you recall, we passed a law that created a trust fund for seniors who want to live at home and want alternatives to nursing homes. And so a very minimal 12% of any excess revenue that's recognized goes into a fund that would then pay for more waiver slots to help draw down the thousands of individuals who've been waiting years to receive more care at home and in-home modifications and those kinds of things. And you've talked about the challenges you've had. So, you know, that was something that we were really happy to see pass last year. And we've had two revenue forecasts meet since then, in December of 2023, and then, of course, last week, and both times they've recognized new revenue. Now, I don't know when the next time will be. As you well know, we may not have another opportunity for a long time. So it's been great to see some of that revenue recognized this time.
Yes.
And we're really excited that we were able to get the bill in under the wire to be able to take advantage of some of those funds for this year. And that, and this will probably be it for a while, but you know, you never know, I guess, but that's kind of what we see anyway.
Yeah. As kind of an interjection here. First of all, how cool is that? But for just the layperson's version of that bill, this would be making homes more accessible for seniors that they don't have to go to a separate facility, like widening door frames so a wheelchair can get through, or putting in a ramp so a wheelchair can get in, or, you know, any number of other smaller projects like that. I mean, this is very, it was a very grassroots bill that has very tangible possibilities.
Yes, that's exactly right. You would be amazed at what small modifications stand between an individual being able to live independently in their home or being, facing a nursing home. Nursing homes, there is a time and a place for nursing homes. They are an important part of the long-term care continuum.
Yes.
I truly believe that. But if you are still independent enough and you just need a little bit of care, a little bit of support, a little bit of service to get through a week, and it can be in addition to home modifications, it can also be things like trips to the doctor. It can be bathing, grooming, cleaning, cooking, you know, just very simple tasks that can be provided for that individual so they're able to stay in their home.
We got about 2.5 minutes left with Andrew Mull from AARP. All right, Constitutional Convention, your takeaways.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I heard some of what Moon Griffon was saying, and I tend to have the same concerns he has about a lot of it. I mean, the real issue for us, I mean, I'm speaking on behalf of seniors who are on fixed incomes, who want to remain in their, want to live at home and are getting older and those kinds of things. Currently, the Louisiana Constitution prohibits the state from taxing food for home consumption. It prohibits taxing prescription drugs, utilities. And, you know, if those things are reopened as a possibility to be taxed, we see that as a problem. So the simple fact is it would be easier to lift those sales tax bans if they were taken out of the Constitution and put into state statute. Now, we don't know for sure that's going to happen. We haven't heard any confirmation that that would be something that is discussed. But as, you know, as an advocate for older adults on fixed incomes, that's one of the things we see as a concern. And I think our biggest concern is that we don't know what will be privy to any changes. I mean, I know that they're making a lot of amendments or passing a lot of amendments to make it more appealing to, you know, when it gets to the Senate side. But my understanding is, you know, this is from legal experts, is that you can't, just because those amendments have been put on the bill and just because that bill gets signed into law as a framework, those things can still be changed if they get into an actual constitutional convention. So all the different articles that they've exempted, the MFP, the Homestead Exemption Act, all those things are still subject to potential tampering or tweaking if they get into an actual constitutional convention. And of course, our other big concern is the timing of this. So we would prefer to have much more of a lengthier conversation about it. But yeah. not saying that it doesn't need to be done. I think I agree. AARP agrees with, like, you know, everyone that we're probably due for a rewrite, but I think it's the processes that we just have questions around.
Which leads so many other questions. He's Andrew Mull. We're just straight up out of time, man. We will talk to you soon. I appreciate it as always.
Thank you, Brian.